Let's go to Jim in California, and he's got a little bone spur. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, sir.
And how old a man are you?
30 years old.
Oh, boy, you're young for a bone spur.
I know.
Okay, well, when it's that young, see, normally that we get an osteophyte or a little bone spur or a deposit of calcium or something like that because of low HCL. Okay? And now, when you're 30, the body's still capable of producing lots of HCL, so it's capable of doing it, but it may not have gotten the raw material needed to do it. And, of course, the raw material is air-dried sea salt. The chloride fraction of the salt is known to provide the body with what it needs to make hydrochloric acid. Okay? So, normally, someone as young as you would have sweat heavily or had a long period without salt or both, and that may be what's caused this. My favorite thing to do, of course, would be, number one, to get your salt to the ideal level so your body can produce ideal amounts of HCL. That would be step one. So how much do you weigh, Jim?
180.
180. So I'd go for about a teaspoon and a half a day of an air-dried sea salt, or better yet, even our pink salt. And then after you've done this for about, at least 10 to 14 days, then what you're going to want to do is test the perspiration. So you want to taste your perspiration that's coming off the outer edge of your upper arm, the upper part of your arm, just where it comes off the shoulder, okay?
Okay.
And it should now be tasting slightly salty, okay?
Yeah.
Then what I would do is, for about a period of 3 weeks, I'd take a bunch of HCL with each meal to see if the increased amount might just promote the body's easy dissolution of the osteophyte, okay?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd probably use, it won't hurt you, I'd probably use, with the salt in good shape, maybe 8 HCL per meal.
Okay.
And if it bothers you at all, then you may have an injury, forehead to pubic bone, that's reflexing to stomach and sedating it. You're going to need to find that, but if you don't have time to find it right away, you can go on some stomach complex as a tea. At your body size, two of those, just throw them in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, mix it up, let it steep 10 minutes, drink it before you eat. Now all the stomach meridians should be on. You ought to be able to take the HCL. It doesn't bother you at all, but it's a warning that something is wrong. You got a blow or injury that's blocking the normal energy flow. You need to find that and fix that as soon as you can.
Okay.
But hopefully that's not a problem. And in a few weeks with higher HCL, the little calcium's gone. And then what I would do is cut back to an appropriate amount for a man your age that has salt, which would probably be around 3 HCL and 1 activator.
Okay.
And this is just to protect and to maintain healthy HCL for yourself.
Okay? Okay.
And that would be a maintenance. All right, and let me know how you're doing after a couple of weeks, okay?
Yeah, quick question. So the time frame could be for that thing to dissolve, weeks or?
Well, many people, it's very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. I mean, if you have trouble and the HCL bothers you, then you're going to have to get stomach complex.
Okay.
But once you're doing this, a normal period might be 3 weeks.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, buddy?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.